RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Midwest correspondent is Carrie Cox. Carrie will tell you that buying an RV is one of the best decisions she ever made. Her Jayco 184BH, christened Birdie, has taken her family on two epic cross-country road trips and on many adventures close to home. Carrie is a librarian from Missouri who travels with her husband and two teenage sons. You can follow her adventures on her blog, travelswithbirdie.com, and on her Instagram account at travelswithbirdie. Welcome back to the show, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Jeremy and Stephanie.
It is great to have you back. It's been too long.
It's been way too long.
I know. It's been fun following your adventures, though.
Yes. Okay. And we know that you've been camping, even though you haven't been on Campground of the Week. So we've got a great review from you from a trip last summer. Where are you taking us?
I'm taking you to the Eureka Jellystone, which is also called the Jellystone Park Resort at Six Flags St. Louis.
Okay, so we are going to probably call it, for the sake of ease, the Eureka Jellystone on this episode.
I wanted to call it the Jellystone Park Camp Resort at Six Flags St. Louis.
You're overruled. But we're going to note to people that this is nearby St. Louis. Why don't you geographically situate us a little more specifically?
While this is not in St. Louis proper, the campground is an easy access to the city. So Eureka sits about 20 minutes southwest of downtown off of Highway 44. And so most people going into the city are familiar with this as a major artery into the city. And visitors who have traveled that highway will recognize this exit as home to the Six Flags theme park because you pass that on the road. And if you have kids in the car, they're always looking out. They see the roller coaster and the Ferris wheel and all of that from the highway, and they point it out for sure.
Now, I'm sure we're going to hear more about that Six Flags later on, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Now, the attraction. Eureka Jellystone is obviously a privately owned Jellystone park. So how big is this Jellystone? Because Stephanie and I have been to really small ones, and we've also been to gigantic resorts. So where does that fall on that spectrum?
This is probably maybe a small to medium-sized park. And the thing you have to note is that most of the sites are cabins. So this would be probably on the smaller end what you'd expect from a Jellystone as far as a campground for your RV. Lots and lots of cabins.
Okay. So then what do you think about booking? Do you think you need to book pretty far in advance to get your pick of the RV sites?
No, I think since the RV sites, a lot of them are on the smaller end, maybe they don't fill up quite as quick. And so you're going to be okay to get a spot pretty easily. Because when we went, we were there early in August, and they still had lots of empty spots, quite a few. I wouldn't say the whole park, it wasn't empty or anything, but they had room.
Let's right. So then actually this might be a good place to do that last minute trip. If you all of a sudden have a couple days in the summer that you can go somewhere with your kids with, this could be a good option to put on the list.
That's right. Especially if you want to get out and explore St. Louis or have a great park just to hang out and do the stuff in the park.
Well, tell us more about the park. So what is the physical appearance of the campground? What does it look like? What do the surroundings look like?
Well, a lot of times when you think of St. Louis, you think of city. But being out in Eureka, the really nice thing is that this is a pretty heavily forested area. Lots of wood and trees outside of the park, and then inside of the park is really well treed. And as you enter, you go up a big winding hill, and you kind of enter this, you know, nice, quiet oasis outside of St. Louis. It really takes you away from the city.
I love the phrase well treed. And I'm just totally going to say that all the time now.
Yeah, well, it's not surprising to hear that from Carrie.
I'm going to make that a question on Campground of the Week. Was the campground well-treated? Now, Stephanie asked you about booking it. Well, how much does it cost to get a site here?
It is about $50 to $60 a night, depending on the hookups. And that would be for the campsites. Cabins are $90 to, I think, $170.
So still, though, those, you know, I'm thinking in terms of being near St. Louis, you've got a pretty good deal instead of staying at, say, like the Holiday Inn, you know, like in the city, right?
Yeah. When we go to the city, I'm a person who likes kind of cheap hotels and who looks for that $100 a night hotel. And that's getting harder and harder to find. I mean, you're really looking to push $110 to $120 for most hotels, even this far out of the city for, you know, a nice hotel with a pool and a breakfast, you know. So this is definitely a lot cheaper than a hotel. And I think that's one of the draws of it as the as being so close to the Six Flags. This is a great place for families who are going there and want to stay super close.
Now, Carrie, I hate hotels, but I look for the same things apparently that you do, and that's a pool and breakfast. Those are basically my only two requirements.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about the site details at the park. What did your site look like? What did the other sites look like?
So most of the full hookup sites are kind of right when you pull in to the park. You'll see the camp store and the pool and the registration area. And then there's a row of full hookup sites under the trees. These were not very roomy. You're really stacked in with no grass. But again, the trees do give it a little bit of ambiance. And these put you right at the heart of the park. So if you have, you know, older kids who you trust to kind of take off out of the RV and do their own thing, they're close to everything. There's also a water and electric only site that has roomier sites up a hill. So those were larger sites, still had the trees, but you're up a hill from the restroom and the pool, a little bit less easy access. And then there's an area down a different hill at the back of the park that has a few bigger campsites and some more cabins, but has some more stuff back there. And there's also some tent sites in the park too.
Now, these cabins are obviously really kind of a big deal in this park. So what kind of cabins were they? Was there a big variety?
Yeah, I feel like this park has kind of maximized what, you know, what they're going to make the most money off of maybe, and what families need in the area. And so they have a lot of the camper cabins, but they are really packed in with those deluxe cabins that have maybe the restroom and the kitchen. And during our stay, those were packed with families. And it looked like there were some families who had people in those cabins, people down the street, people in the RVs. Like if you were doing a family reunion or wanted to bring together several friend groups who have, you know, don't have RVs, this would kind of be a cool park to stay at because you can stay in your mix of whatever fits your family and your budget and your needs and all still be really close. So it kind of had just this almost a party atmosphere going on there because there seemed to be a lot of people who knew each other.
Now, Carrie, this was your first Jellystone, right?
It was.
So that party atmosphere, that was something a little different than those state parks that you've been to.
That's right. We did get a taste of the golf carts, you know, zooming by. And it wasn't even like that huge of a park, but there were like golf carts everywhere. You know, it was cool. It looked fun. People were really having a good time.
Yeah. Well, tell us more about the amenities at the campground.
So while the campsites themselves, you know, weren't large, weren't the most spacious or beautiful campsites, but these amenities really are the star of the show here. So there's a pool, playground, a pool, mini golf, shuffleboard, sand volleyball, game room, snack bar, and all of it has been really well updated and maintained. One thing I've noticed as we've traveled, we've stayed at a, you know, a good mix of campgrounds, and we have seen a lot of really sad mini golf courses. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Like the AstroTurf is all worn out and all the boards look splintery and sad.
I play better on those, actually.
But this, like everything, all of these amenities were really you know, newly cleaned up, and they just really shine. They looked fun, and they were also under the trees. So if it's a hot summer, you know, hot summer day, you can still play and get out there and have fun.
Now, Carrie, you have teenage boys. So which of the amenities did you actually use as a family traveling with teenagers?
The main one we used was the pool. It was like 90 degrees, I think, during our stay. And so as soon as we set up, it was one of those things where as Russell and I were setting up Birdie, the boys were slipping into their swimsuits and we hopped in the pool right away. We also enjoyed the mini golf. That was a pretty fun place.
Are you guys competitive with your mini golf play?
I get in trouble for not being competitive enough because I kind of just get like, just hit the ball. And Russell really thinks you should play and follow the rules. But
all right. Now, Jellystones are also known for their organized activities, right? Not just the amenities like the golf and the pool that you can play, but also just that recreation schedule. Did they have those here?
Yes. And I could see this, again, being another huge selling point for families. Each week, the park has a different theme, and they have special activities based on the theme. The week we were there, it was, I think, trolls or minions. Another week, of course, during October and September, they have a lot of the Halloween-themed weekends, which looked really fun. And they have a full schedule of activities. I mean, it's like morning, noon, evening. You can find something to do from waking up Yogi in the morning all the way to the glow-in-the-dark dance party after dark.
And, Carrie, we all know that you're at the glow-in-the-dark dance party, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, our listeners know you're a librarian. Were there any sort of Jane Austen-themed events or anything like that?
No, there were not. One thing I did want to say is I noticed that they had a good mix of activities for older kids. You know, sometimes parks get to aiming toward a young audience and they really think of those, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds, and they don't think of the 10, 11, 12 year olds. And I really was impressed that a lot of the activities really could appeal to older or younger kids or different activities for different groups. And one afternoon there was a rainstorm. And they even popped up a movie screen under the porch and had a movie. So it was just like you could find something for everybody to do.
Yeah, I've known it's been as we've done Jellystones as a family and our boys have gotten older. I've been amazed at how, as they left certain things behind, they've adopted a whole new interest, you know, at the campgrounds. Completely different things, but just as busy when
Max
we visit.
And Theo could care less about going and doing a sand art bottle right now, but that now they want to go play kickball.
Yeah,
or do the beanbag races or whatever.
Yes. Yep, and the movie nights, of course, also. Now, go ahead.
How is customer service?
Awesome. They were very friendly at the front desk. Yogi looked very friendly. Posed with all the families. So very, very nice. They helped back us into our site, which we didn't need. They just automatically came out and did. And so that was very nice too.
Now, Carrie, we love that your family is unabashedly connected to their devices, even as you travel. That's just fine here at RVFTA. How was the Wi-Fi?
I believe it was pretty functional. By this point, our family had switched over to Verizon Unlimited. So now we no longer have to rely on the campground Wi-Fi anywhere we are. As long as we have a Verizon signal. This is not a commercial for Verizon, but
RVFTA is not sponsored by Verizon.
I'm going to send him a bill, though.
We should be, though, because we have the same unlimited Verizon package now also.
It has brought so much peace into my life because I don't have to say to anybody, you're going over your data, stop. You know, it's just, it's peaceful, very much peaceful, very worth every penny. But the Wi-Fi in the park was functional. Nice thing about being close to St. Louis.
All right. Any insider details to help our listeners book a trip here if they want to go?
The main thing you have to know is, this is not the place you're going to go where you want scenery and relaxation, even though it is pretty, as I've said with the trees, this isn't your place. You go here. If you have kids, you want them to be entertained, or if you just want a great base camp and you're going to be hitting the road to get into St. Louis.
You know, it's all about expectations, right? I mean, if you go to a Jellystone and you're like, man, I wanted peace and quiet and to read my book and not to hear any noise, you've made the wrong decision. And if you go to
That's on you.
Yeah. And if you go to a state park and you look around and you're like, man, I'm bored, that's also on you, right? So it is about knowing what to expect at each type of campground that we all can choose.
That's right. And our family really likes both experiences, just at different times.
Now, Carrie, you also mentioned to us that there were some deals online to be had sometimes.
That's right. If you check online, if you stay maybe three nights midweek, you might get a free ticket to Six Flags, different deals like that. So that's definitely worth checking into, or certain length stay. You don't have to pay for the kids per night, which is also a good deal.
All right. So best check that if you're looking to save a little coin.
All right, Carrie, we know that no campground is perfect, even if Yogi Bear is running around giving everybody hugs. So what could be improved upon here within reason?
Well, I think it'd be hard for them to improve upon this, but it's really important for campers to know that if you have a big rig, you're going to have a very hard time in this park. There were only a couple of pull-through sites in the park, and they're located at the back and down the hill. And most of the sites just really can't accommodate a large rig. The roadway is pretty narrow. We watched a fifth wheel for a really long time trying to get into a spot. So if you have anything bigger than Birdie, you're probably going to want to call and really talk to them and make sure what kind of site they have and that it is available.
Well, that might be something for them to improve on, because you know what? A lot of these campgrounds are really creating those sort of like larger patio pull-throughs and everything. And that is just showing to be an incredibly popular move by a lot of those campgrounds. So maybe that would be a great thing for them to do.
And that's a great tip for Carrie. We're going to come back in a second, and Carrie's going to take us into St. Louis, and she's a big fan of St. Louis, and she knows St. Louis well. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Top-line comforts are sure to satisfy the entire family in the most diverse lineup of Eagle travel trailers and fifth wheels to date. Lavish finishes, a wide array of options, and premium standard features let you go seamlessly from exploration to relaxation, with the flexibility to meet every demand in between. And all with Jayco's 2-year limited warranty to follow you along the way. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
All right, Carrie, lots of fun to be had in St. Louis. It truly is a great American city. Take us into the city. Tell us what you love to do there.
Well, luckily I grew up in St. Louis, and it's only 3 hours away from us. So it's just one of those places that, you know, we visited our whole life. I think Russell and I went on a trip together with his family when we were 15 and 16 years old, and we've been going back with our kids. Our most favorite thing, I talked about it on the episode about the St. Louis Eureka KOA, but our absolute favorite is the City Museum. It is this wacky, crazy, urban playground, indoor, outdoor, with slides and climbing and just all kinds of creative, fun things. Like, you've never seen anything like it. It's a must-do for kids of all ages.
That's one of my favorite things that you've recommended that I have not
done.
That has been, since you recommended that, that has been on my bucket list and will remain there until I get there.
It really is. It's just awesome because, again, it's something that older kids can do. And that's often, it's so nice when you can find something that all ages can do. So we love it. It has a fun spirit.
All right. What else is a must say?
Well, of course, you have the Gateway Arch, also known as the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial. They've just been doing some updates to the landscaping there. And if you're brave, you'll climb in the tiny capsule and go to the top of the arch for the best views of the city. And this trip, I talked my children into going to the world-class St. Louis Zoo. My boys don't like zoos, and it hurts me because I love the St. Louis Zoo. Even if you don't like zoos, this one is just has so much beautiful architecture from the 1904's World's Fair and so much history to it and beautiful landscaping. If you're not a zoo person, I think even you will love the zoo. So I don't know that I won my boys over, but they tolerated it for half a day for me.
And it's free, right?
It's free. Yeah. So we didn't pay a dime for any of it. There's a children's zoo part where you can do some petting and has some more displays that cost a little bit of money, or you can pay some money to ride the train. But we just went in, did the free stuff and left. So we enjoyed that. And it is located in the Forest Park area, which is kind of this area of rolling hills. And the Art Museum is there, which is phenomenal. The Science Museum is there, which is phenomenal, both of which are free. So this is the best free city. We looked at taking the kids to Chicago one time, and I was looking at the cost of the museums, and I was like, that's free in St. Louis. Well, that's free in St. Louis. Well, that's free in St. Louis. So, you know, you can go to St. Louis and spend a week and not have to spend money on entrance fees to anything. That's the cool thing.
Who knew we were going to get a St. Louis Chicago smackdown out of Carrie Cox right in the middle of the episode?
Sorry, Chicago.
Well, any baseball fans in your family? Any Cardinals fans?
we're pretty hardcore nerds. I mean, we support the Cardinals, you know, because we're Missourians. But other than that, we're pretty hardcore nerds. So we haven't been to Busch Stadium, but we have lots of friends and family who love it. Beautiful stadium, great family activity there too.
All right, what'd you eat, Carrie?
So thanks to our RVFTA listener, Jody, she told us to go to, I think it's pronounced Gioia's Deli. It's spelled G-I-O-I-A.
That is how you pronounce that name in general, for sure.
Oh, good, because I looked it up on YouTube.
Carrie, you should know the former, wasn't he the poet laureate, Dana Gioia?
Oh, no, I did not know that.
Great poet. Check him out.
All right. I'll have to look him up. But I bought the road food book thanks to RVFTA, and I was all prepared to go to a road food joint. But Jody was like, no, Gioia's Deli, go here. And so The Hill is this Italian neighborhood in St. Louis where a lot of Italian immigrants settled over the years, famous as the birthplace of Yogi Berra, totally different than the other Yogi, of course. And you'll find some of the best food in St. Louis there. And so this deli, when we got there, there was a line out the door, and I knew that that was a good sign. And
that's the magic sign when it comes to road food. The line out the door is magical, and it can't be faked, can it? I mean, if there's a line out the door, that means the food's good.
Yeah, that's right. And you could tell this was local people stopping by on their lunch break. You know, it wasn't just the tourists, you know, showing up. This was the real deal. And we were really glad to have this long line because there is this awesome menu up ahead of us, and we were trying to decide what to get. There's cheesy garlic bread that you can get your sandwich on. You can get homemade hot salami. We didn't know if that meant it was like hot to the touch or if it was hot as in spicy. There's this thing called the Porknado. Kind of sounded like a heart attack on a bun. You know, we just weren't sure which thing to get. So we each got something different. We sat down and we all made the right choice.
What did you get? What did you order?
Oh, I should have written it down. I can't even remember. It had salami. It had like ham. It
the
had a
salami nato.
Yeah. Something with the salami. But the bread, I think, is baked right there or nearby. And it was awesome. My boys, everybody gave it thumbs up. So that's again, that's a winner when you get a family of four and everybody's like, wow, that was good.
Talk to us about the Missouri Baking Company.
So as if we weren't full enough from our delicious sandwiches from the deli, we also took Jody's recommendation to go over to the Missouri Baking Company. And this is just this little old-fashioned Italian baking company. Doesn't even have a website, nothing fancy inside. You just walk in. There's this tiny room with, you know, three walls of different little desserts. We didn't even know what half the stuff was. We're like, I don't know what to get. But they're famous for their cannoli, of course. And we got some cannoli, we got some tiramisu, we got several other things. We ended up just getting this whole little box. And that tiramisu was so good, it brought tears to my eyes. I mean, Ben and I especially, we're just like, oh my gosh, this is good.
So, that's what tiramisu means in Italian, tears in my eyes.
Tears in Carrie's eyes. Who knew that we'd get such great Italian recommendations from the St. Louis campground of the week?
Listen to the snotty Jersey girl over here.
It's just a nice surprise. We're talking tiramisu here.
So I was excited because I never have food recommendations. We are the most boring food people. And this time, Jody took us to the right places and we enjoyed it.
No, you recommended taco trucks, Carrie, don't.
There you go,
That's true. Outside of Yellowstone, right?
Yeah, we've had some good taco truck recommendations.
Now, Carrie, you did some write-ups on your blog about this too, right? And we'll link to those in the show notes.
That's right. We have a campground review there. And then I also have a visitor's guide to the City Museum for all those people who don't know what to expect in that crazy place. Check out the review.
All right. Thank you so much, Carrie, for that great review. Also, a big thank you to Jayco. To view their complete lineup of RVs, head on over to jayco.com. And a big thank you to our friends at Progressive Insurance.
Your RV is very different from your car, which is exactly why you need to get specialized RV insurance coverage. Instead of insuring under your auto policy with specialized coverages, you're even more protected on the road. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV.
Carrie, we will see you at the campground.
I'm seeing her at the City Museum. Bye-bye.
Tiramisu afterwards.
You Bye. Got it.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.